Rudyard Kipling, An Introduction. With our almost religious zeal to categorise and pigeonhole everything, it should come as little surprise that one of the poems we learnt at school should so regularly be voted the best ever poem. Whether "If" deserves that credit or not is irrelevant to this empire-wandering artist, who was not only a fine storyteller, but a great poet of the empires, its people and views. This volume pulls together many of his best-loved and most well-known works for your listening pleasure, and is read for you by Richard Midgley, Gideon Wagner, Tim Graham and Gisela Rowe.
If. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build 'em up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Mandalay by Rudyard Kipling. By the old moon mine pagoda, looking eastward to the sea, there's a Burma girl a-sitting, and I know she thinks o' me. For the wind is in the palm trees, and the temple bells they say, come you back, you British soldier, come you back to Mandalay. Come you back to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lay. Can't you hear their paddles chunking for Rangoon to Mandalay? On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play and the dawn comes up like thunder out of China across the bay. Her petticoat was yellow, and her little cap was green, and her name was Supi Yorlat, just the same as Thebor's queen. And I seed her first a-smoking of a whacking white cheroot, and a-wasting Christian kisses on an earthen idol's foot. Blooming idol made of mud, what they called the great gourd bud. Plucky lot, she cared for idols when I kissed her where she stood, on the road to Mandalay. When the mist was on the rice fields and the sun was dropping slow, she'd get a little banjo and she'd sing colour low low. With her arm upon my shoulder and her cheek against my cheek, we used to watch the steamers and the haffies piling teak. Elephants are piling teak in the sludgy, squidgy creek, where the silence hung that heavy you was half afraid to speak, on the road to Mandalay. But that's all shoved behind me, long ago and far away. And there ain't no buses running from the bank to Mandalay. And I'm a-learning here in London what the 10-year soldier tells. If you've heard the Easter calling, you won't never eat naught else. No, you won't eat nothing else but them spicy garlic smells and the sunshine and the palm trees and the tinkly temple bells on the road to Mandalay. I am sick of wasting leather on these gritty paving stones, and the blasted English drizzle wakes the fever in my bones. Though I walks with 50 housemaids out of Chelsea to the Strand, and they talks a lot of loving, but what do they understand? Beefy face and grubby, and lord, what do they understand? I've a neater, sweeter maiden in a cleaner, greener land, on the road to Mandalay. Ship me somewhere east of Suez, where the best is like the worst, where there aren't no Ten Commandments and a man can raise a thirst. For the temple bells are calling and it's there that I would be, by the old Moulayan pagoda, looking lazy at the sea, on the road to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lay, with our sick beneath the awnings when we went to Mandalay, on the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play, and the dawn comes up like thunder out of China across the bay.